You're listening to Morning Edition on WBHM. I'm Tanya Ott. Governor Robert Bentley is entering the fray over Birmingham's Cooper Green Mercy Hospital. The governor was in Hoover yesterday for an economic development meeting. When reporters asked him about plans to close inpatient care services at the hospital, he said he believes Cooper Green must continue to offer inpatient care to the poor. And for the first time, the governor said he would be willing to intervene to make sure that happens. Birmingham News columnist John Archibald has been watching this story develop over the last several months. John, when Governor Bentley said he would be willing to intervene, what do you think he means by that?
Yeah, he was saying as a physician and governor, he really believes it's important. But realistically, what he was saying was nothing, because he also added that he would be willing to intervene if all sides agreed that he should. And asking all sides to agree on this, on anything, is pretty much getting down the road to solving the problem, and that's what we haven't seen so far.
One can't imagine, for instance, the Jefferson County Commission is going to ask the governor to come in. They seem to have pretty much made up their mind.
Right. I mean, I think they've decided what they, if not want to do, then feel like they need to do, and it has been so combative all along that I don't see them going backward on this.
Bentley did say he feels the hospital should be restructured, that it needs to be smaller with a much smaller payroll. So the hospital should stay open but cost less. Is there much fat to cut there?
Well, you know, there's a little bit of fat, but I think he's talking about going way beyond the fat. I think he's talking about cutting muscle and bone and making it a much smaller facility where it has different expectations. So in addition to any fat you find, down to those bare bones.
A much smaller facility that still has inpatient care.
That still has some inpatient care, and I think that would still employ a little bit of that sort of hub and spoke activity that they're planning now, that would send patients to other facilities if needed.
Now, Representative John Rogers has been leading weekly rallies to protest the closure of Cooper Green's inpatient services. He's got one of those today, but before he goes to that, he's coming here for an interview, and he told me that he's going to bring proof that in 2 weeks, Cooper Green will be in the black and will be profitable. Is he looking at different numbers than what the county commissioners are looking at?
Well, I'd like to see those numbers before I know for sure, but all along he has certainly been looking at different numbers than the majority of the commission have been seeing. And he has made some claims about numbers that are certainly in disagreement, and I have yet to really agree with. But I'd love to tune in and listen to what he tells you.
Okay. Well, we will have that in the next day or so. Other big news this week, the news. And I know reporters like yourself don't like to be on the spotlight being shined on you side of the equation.
Yeah, I hate the spotlight.
The Birmingham News, obviously, a lot of changes this week. The shift to 3 print papers a week took effect this week, meaning that we had to wait until yesterday to get a print publication. I've seen a lot of comments, some of them positive, many of them negative, on social media sites. I'd like to hear your perspective from the inside. If you take the Birmingham News operation of October 2012, compare it to the same organization 6 months ago, how does that flesh out for you?
Well, I mean, it's a different organization. It's really hard right now for me to assess, because we're in the process of learning new technology, and we're learning new people, and we're learning new expectations, and we're learning new schedules, and we're really trying to figure out how we're doing this in this new world. For me personally, honestly, as I assess where we were 6 months ago to where we are now, I'm just really happy to be at this point trying to work on something new instead of grieving what we had before. So you might be better off asking somebody that's not in that situation, but for me, it's at least it's time to try to build something new.
How does the staffing compare in terms of boots on the ground then versus now?
We're certainly leaner and meaner. I don't really know the numbers that we've had. We're still hiring some more back, and they're encouraging us to be a mobile, not necessarily sitting around in a newsroom. So I can't really look out and count and see how many we are. I'm not sure of the total numbers, but it's not what we had.
Okay. I've heard a lot of observations from community members on social media and through direct conversation. Let's just do a quick rapid-fire session to close it out. Some folks say there seems to be more crime reporting on AL.com than there was before the change at the news. True? Not true?
No, I don't think that's true. I think it's the same amount. It's just easier to find. it may appear in a more prominent position on what we call the river.
Okay. Still longer stories there, but they seem to be a lot of shorter stories. And I'm thinking, you know, we saw the story that you had this week, a video of William Bell talking about Birmingham and how it should remember the civil rights movement. 33-second soundbite in video and four very short paragraphs. You talk about that river of news. Are you guys being pushed to do more content because you've got to feed a digital platform like that?
Well, we are asked to do content. The reality of the one you just mentioned is that I it was intended to go with the column I ran the day before, and I took me that little extra time to figure out how to work my new camera. But
okay, one final thing. I know that the commenters on AL.com can be notoriously uncivil to each other. You've said in the past you ignore it completely, but I saw you commenting. So are you taking new attention to that?
Yeah, I am, and I'm actually hoping that that we can. Well, I'm encouraged to do that, yes. I will be commenting, and we hope that that our presence will kind of ease some of that stuff out.
Okay, great. John, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
John's column appears in the Birmingham News Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and you can catch more of his work online at AL.com, and you can listen to him here on Morning Edition each Thursday. Join us tonight from 6 to 8 at Cantina at Pepper Place for a discussion on the future of journalism.